Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, guys with us, 215-592-9494. Kyle with us here at Riverwind, South Jersey, the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Challenge. We're going to be joined by Joss coming up in a little bit here. We love coming to this outing every year.
Yeah, it's nice. Always a nice time,
man. It is. Beautiful place. And we're more dressed for the occasion as the year goes on. Less green sweatsuits anymore.
We're growing. We're still rocking the green.
Yeah, no, the green's fine. I mean, we're both wearing green today.
We're wearing green, yeah, but we got the college shirts on.
Golf shirts.
We're adhering to the rules.
Yes, well, for now.
For this Riverwind, time, yeah. Of Riverwind.
Is there a volume thing?
Well, there better not be, or we won't last.
Well, they always put us in a good room where we could yell in here. Yes. It's not that big of a deal.
We've been loud because somebody walked around the corner and looked at me like he's about to say something. When I gave him that scowl, he knew not.
Well, this always happens. We always realize how loud we are when they send us out into public. Like, oh, wow.
Because we'd be in the studio yelling at each other.
Don't ask you for an autograph while we're on the air, either.
I don't think anyone here is going to do that. The last golf outing.
We'll see. I see a certain name on the list that did it last time. Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's on the show.
Your buddy, yeah. No, he's not. We're not going to bring him on the show. All right, 215.
I was like, we can.
Nah,
I know how that.
No, you don't. 215-592-9494.
I know how that. All right. Bad rap, but
Stop. Speaking of how to act, I got to tell you guys. I wish we could have brought this to the air today. It didn't work out timing-wise. We're going to try to do it during the NFL season. We had ourselves a lively conversation with Steve Smith right here. Before the show. He held court with us for about, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, has lots to say about everything with the Eagles, Hurts, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Very opinionated. And I mean, he was fun to talk to. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, he is, man. And it's funny. And, Steve played receiver. And a lot of times, since we've been talking about receiver a lot, I asked him, what did he think about A.J. Brown in the offense?
Yeah.
And he said he thinks he's gonna play well. Mm-hmm. And he said everything. He said his attributes are down. He's not the guy that he used to be. But
speed-wise, separation,
And we were talking about route running. And he said, listen, what did he say? His analogy was, if you go to the donut shop to get donuts, you're not going to get a steak. He's a receiver.
Yeah, right.
So he's going to catch the ball. And it was wild, man. But I had a great time talking to him, talking about football. And I got to tell you, not saying a whole lot, but we are in lockstep with a whole lot of thought processes that we have when it comes to this, because it's not so – and no disrespect to what was it, Neil? Or what his name was, the guy that just called, we were going back and forth with.
It definitely was Shay.
Sorry, Shay. No disrespect
to
Shay.
Where did Neil come from?
I don't know. Neil popped in my head. But no disrespect. No disrespect to Shay, because it's a lot of times, I think people think when we come on here, we're trying to bash somebody. That's not what we're doing. We're talking from a perspective of, number one, of the life that we lived and how you see it. Now, I might be wrong in the way that I assess it, right? But normally when you have the quarterback that has so much questions asked about him in the offseason and you have somebody new come in that's not tailored to anybody, a lot of times things change, and if he can't adapt quickly enough, because it's about adaptability in the NFL.
Of course.
If you don't pick something up quick enough, then the NFL, they can't wait for you. And you're talking about a situation. This is the perfect storm for Jalen. It can make him or break him, because – He's in the throes of being in a contract situation this year. And he's also in the throes of a lot of questions being asked about his abilities late in his football career. And if he can't adapt and change, and another thing, his ability to adapt and change, because we've heard a lot of people say that every time they try to implement a new offense, he goes back to what he's comfortable with.
And they've in the past gone with him. They've walked that walk with him. Let's just go back to the what we know, what we're good at.
So what you have to understand is, first of all, take the emotion out of it, because this is not emotional for me. This is just reading the tea leaves. If Jalen comes in, if they force this offense on him and he can't pick it up, then what other recourse do they have?
Well, okay, so there's two things. Ultimately, at the end of the day, whenever that day is, I think we disagree on when the day is, end of the season, week six, you're right, Hugh. At the end of the day, they'd have no other choice. They'd have to go to another quarterback. My thing is, I want to give it the full season just to have the most information possible. So one thing you said, I think we should unpack this quickly. Then back to your phone calls, 215-592-9494. You said this, and Hugh, I think this was kind of the crux of what you were saying, and maybe people missed this. If they feel they have a Super Bowl team, you were kind of saying they kind of owe it to themselves, owe it to the other players to get better production at quarterback if they're not getting. Do they really feel that? Is that what this year is about? Now, in some years, it's obvious. Like, let's just go through the recent Eagles history. Some years, they obviously don't have a Super Bowl team, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of years, they obviously do. 2024, talent-wise, it wasn't hard to see pretty quickly. They had a lot of talent, right? Saquon is about to have his best year. AJ's still here.
Yes.
I mean, the offensive line was healthy and great. That's why you were saying all year they're going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, they had that kind of talent. I don't know if they think of themselves that way this year. Now, if they do, I think what you're saying makes more sense. But what if they think of themselves as, this is a transition year anyway. Are we going to pull the plug when maybe we're not good enough anyway to get to the Super Bowl?
And I think that will be decided within the first few weeks of the season.
Like, what are we this year?
Yes, I think that'll be decided, because we've already said that we feel like the defense, because Vic Fangio is here,
should be very
good. It's going to take another leap, because you're talking about 3 years in the same system.
Yep.
Right? So you're not changing a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about an offense that, if it gets going, there's going to be some bumps in the road, no question about it. But, and this is the thing you have to hear, people, if it looks like it's getting better, there's going to still be mistakes that are being made. And if it looks like it's getting better, Jalen's fine. And I've said that. And I also said in this conversation that it doesn't have to be a huge leap for him to be here next year. It could be an incremental growth. But in the extreme case, if Jalen's back there burping the baby and he doesn't know where to go with the football, or he's throwing interceptions or something like that, they're gonna put in Andy Dalton. I mean, I don't know how hard that is to understand.
Well, it's a lot of people to accept. I understand what you're saying. The acceptance out there is the problem.
But again, and I framed it as the worst case scenario, the most extreme that it can be.
You know I hear where you're coming from, listen.
Well, Joe's a QB bencher.
Yeah.
He gets it.
I mean, I had the private thoughts about McKee last year.
That
everyone
they were private.
Really, I'm disappointed in everyone how they reacted to me about that. I was being vulnerable on the air. I was telling you what I was thinking.
It was supposed to be a safe space.
It was not treated as that. I've been
that
mean.
That was violated.
It was wrong. Anyway, 215-592-9494. It was not fair.
Mm-mm.
All right, should Jalen Hurts get the entire season to figure out the new offense no matter what,
so,
yes or no?
I guess it's the Dalton part of this that I can't wrap your mind
around.
Because what's the upside?
Right, because if there's a young guy who I want to get a look at, then I can stomach that. But I don't give a crap about Andy Dalton if Jalen can't pick up the offense.
Okay, let me present it to you like this, right? Because, Joe, we talked about, and this is looking ahead, but we talked about how Howie was trying. He was adamant about getting a first round pick for next year, right?
That's what he wanted. Mm-hmm.
He wanted a first round pick for next year.
And we know what that class is supposed to be.
Yes. And you're moving on from, think about it, like just pull back for a minute and look at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some speculation recklessly that they're going to move on, or they're going to trade Tanner McKee, try to get a draft pick or something, right? They're trying to get picks, right?
Yes.
You bring in Andy Dalton, mm-hmm. the older quarterback,
yep.
and he is the bus driver. He's trying to get you to the next stop. Why are they doing that?
Well,
like, say a extreme case. Mm-hmm. Why are they doing that? Jalen is up for a contract. You're already, and we've already discussed that, this defense, there's going to be some guys that you're going to have to pay on defense.
Yep.
Jalen's a lame duck, right?
I see what you're laying out.
Well, let me lay it out for you, because you see it, Joe, but the folks out in radio land, they don't get it. So if Jalen doesn't play well, you put Andy in. Andy's the bus driver. He's the stopgap. Until you accumulate those draft picks and put yourself in position to potentially get you a quarterback next year.
Well, here's another angle to the draft picks thing. If we're at a point late in the season where we've dropped the Super Bowl aspirations, we've dropped the Jalen aspirations. This is maybe more on the minor side of it. We're talking about accumulating assets to move up. Doesn't it behoove the Eagles to almost put a lesser player in? Like, Dalton you put in to keep you above water, maybe win you a game or two.
I mean, what you're talking about is Red Star Cole Payton.
I mean, that might be the line you split between getting a look at him, and you're not really, like, you know, the players are always going to play hard and the coaches are always going to coach hard. But if you're Howie, you're like, do I really want a higher draft? Do I want this draft pick to be
five
spots higher?
Remember the last game of the season?
Right.
They tanked it.
That's lesser on the scale here, but I do think that might have to be a part of it.
Yeah, it could be. All right, poll questions. One, yes or no on Hurts. Does he get the full season? And I like this one. Which caller do you like better, Chris from Middletown or Aaron in San Diego?
That's close last I looked.
It's very close. The loser of that poll is going to have a tough weekend. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to be joined by Jaws coming up in a little bit here. We will get to some top 11 stuff, specifically two of our coworkers here with contrasting thoughts on some of the big names on top 11 week. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We have Eric, who is in California, up on WIP. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Eric. What's up?
Happy Friday, Spanish coal miner Hugh.
Hey, happy Friday, Eric.
Happy Friday.
All right. So I say, regarding how many games Jalen gets, it depends. If he's showing flashes of proficiency, a good half here, a good half there, then a bad half, then you keep giving him time. But if he's going entire halves without completions and it's totally S-wording the bed, I say week six and then you pull it. Because what are the chances if he's doing terrible week one through six that he's going to figure it out and turn it on week 7 through 17?
So it's a fair question. I don't – the chances probably aren't great. But let me ask you this. Is 6 weeks enough to decide he cannot run this system and we're done with him as the quarterback of the team? It feels – doesn't it feel short, like a short sample, small sample?
I would say if you view that six-week sample in conjunction with periods in the past of inability to adapt and a necessity to play a very limited breadth of offensive football – Then no, it wouldn't be too.
Yeah,
too
okay.
Short
I mean, I now that's an interesting perspective. If you kind of view it all in one thing, because I think some people have kind of just erased last season and we're starting fresh. If you include last season and then we have 6 weeks where it doesn't look good, that may be a different way of looking at the trajectory of the player.
But you can't, because when you talk about Jalen as a whole, as a quarterback, Jalen has at this point in his career, he's had way more tremendous highs than he's had lows.
I agree
with
you.
That's a fact.
Yes, I agree.
But we're talking about, like, this is how you have to look at it. If you're an Eagles fan, this is how you have to look at this next year. If Jalen's your guy moving forward, then you need Jalen to be more of in the vein of a Patrick Mahomes. You can't have halves where you're not completing passes in a passing league where you're giving your quarterback – $120 million. That's what this conversation at the end of the day boils down to money. This decision is going to boil down to money, because if your quarterback isn't back there quarterbacking, how do you justify giving him $100 million more dollars?
Well, especially when you have to pay other people.
That's what I was about to say, Joe. And you got to pay Cooper DeJean, because, see, people aren't looking at it for what it is. Because you've been asking the question all week long, but people have been so stuck in their feelings, they're not hearing what you're saying. How are you going to pay all these people? Where are you going to get all this money from, especially if you're giving your quarterback $120 million? Because if you give him $120 million, you know what you're telling you? You know what, in essence, you're saying is he's going to be the guy that's going to carry my team for the next 5 years.
He will make up for the losses of the other players.
And you have to be sure that if you move on from those other guys, that he is going to be that guy that you can count on every Sunday not to give you two halves with no passes completed.
Cook.
That's all I'm saying.
He kind of cooked there, Eric.
No,
he
but I'm
cooked.
Just saying, if you can't see that, then I don't know. Like, you two wrapped up personally in somebody you really don't even know.
Well, yeah, and he doesn't know you.
I think he's talking about that last – you're still mad at that last
no.
Case.
No,
what was his name, Barry or Ben? Or?
Yeah, no.
I'm not mad at anybody.
It was Shay. We like you, Shay.
I'm just trying to get people to see it for what it is. It's not – for me, this is not personal. You know, it's just you have – this is a money game. At the end of the day, this is about money.
Yeah, I get you.
And if you're going to give your quarterback $120 million, you better make sure he's able to carry the pails of water. You better make sure he can
Let me ask you – I mentioned one last question, Hugh. What happens if the offense line and the running game is cooking and Saquon's going for 175 a game and Jalen is only asked to throw, 10 completions, 150 yards, and he doesn't have to do very much? How does that affect – but we're winning games.
You know what? That's a good question. And I think –
it's a good problem
to
have, right, if they're winning games.
And I said incrementally, if he plays well – then we're not having this conversation. But I feel like for them, because the last two seasons, as far as completions and throwing the ball has been concerned, it's not been that great. When you talk about all these other quarterbacks, look at Sam Darnold last year. He had three games where it was a straight-up shootout. With Matt Stafford,
yeah.
Had straight up shootouts.
Won the overtime, won the regular season.
Think about it like this, people. Go back to our first game of the season and how our game looked, and then go to the weekend. And think about that for a minute. And if you can't think about it, just go watch the week one games. Watch our game first, and then watch the week one games. And then see how different it was. They were throwing the ball all over the schoolyard. That's what the Eagles want. Like, Jalen wins, and Jalen does it his way. But the problem is this. That's antiquated. Teams have gotten used to that. He's gotten familiar.
Well, that's why the offense stopped last year.
Yes, he's gotten familiar.
Yep.
And they know that, you know, and the unfortunate thing about it, when you talk about Saquon going for 175 yards, that's not going to happen if you can't throw the ball. That's not going to happen if you can't throw the ball consistently. Because as a defender, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not defending the pass when I know you don't want to pass. You want to run the ball. So in order for me to get this defense, to soften the defense up, you're going to have to start throwing the ball at a more efficient clip. And then you can incorporate the running game. That's what the Eagles want to do.
Well, they do. I mean, they've wanted that for years. And they've worked around it. And look, Jalen had a year at one point in his career back in 2022 where he threw the ball really well. I mean, that's why he finished second in MVP. And they were putting up points. I mean, the second quarters that season were historic. I mean, they felt like they were up 28-3 every time you looked up at halftime. And then, you know, since then it hasn't been quite like that. Let's go to OG Wade, who is up on WIP. OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, OG. What's up?
All right, let me start off here. One word, and it ain't relax. It's compartmentalized. Here's the problem, okay? The question is, what would the organization do or what the fans would do, a fan boy would do? You see what I'm saying? Because, see, to me, with Jalen Hurts as being the quarterback that the Eagles drafted in the second round that they planned for, the Eagles organization is in the green. They're batting 1,000 with Jalen Hurts. You see what I'm saying? So now I hear everybody talking about Jalen Hurts's negatives. Right? He couldn't complete a pass in the second half of a game and everything. People don't remember the drop balls. They don't remember the call that was overturned, that Smitty did actually catch the ball, but the referee wanted Buffalo to get in the game, so they didn't give him the overturn on that. Okay, and then on top of that, no one's talking about Jalen Hurts being the only quarterback in the entire NFL to have a perfect game last year, and then backed it up with a damn near another one the year after that, and I mean the game after that. And on top of that one, when you're looking at Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, Jalen Hurts' floor, his floor is the playoffs. Jalen Hurts' ceiling is Super Bowl MVP. There's not another quarterback in the entire NFL that can stake claim to that fact. So if you want to be thinking about benching Jalen Hurts at any point in time, first of all, you got to do some historical data information. Sean Mannion has no historical data of being successful at any level in football, period. Not no play calling, not no play designing. So you're asking Jalen Hurts, a Super Bowl MVP caliber quarterback, to basically trust and believe that Sean Mannion, someone has never done it, what he's about to do right now, to go out there and be perfect at something that this man's never seen before. Well, I think you're going to have to reevaluate your thinking, because it's about historical data.
I disagree with the historical data thing. That only works until it doesn't work. It's not the past.
No, it works in business, Joe. It works in business.
But there's a difference between athletes decline business things. There's trends.
Hold on.
I understand your point, and I do. You're right. Trends and things go up and they go down, and you could base things on the past. I agree to an extent in sports. In with players, you could say a guy's, let's say he's a pass rusher, 10 sacks, 10 sacks, 10 sacks. Well, then they get hurt, or they fall off a cliff, or they decline. Like, just because Jalen has played well in the past, and I agree with you, he mostly has, and they've won with him, that won't last forever. Now, when that changes, I don't know, OG. It could be now. It could be 3 years from now. That's up to them to figure out. But, like, this idea that he's just going to roll out there and win 9 or 10 games every year because he's done in the past, that's not how it works.
But, Joe, looking at the historical data that we have on Jalen Hurts, that's how it has worked.
Right, but let me give you this. Let me give you an example to where it stops. I'm going to give you a quarterback, and then you're going to tell me what happened after. 11 wins, 13 wins, 12 wins, 10 wins, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then after that, it was 6, 4, 7, 6, 0. And now he's going to be on television. His name is Russell Wilson. I could have said the same thing about Russ. When the Seahawks traded him, I could have said, they're crazy. The floor, the ceiling, Super Bowl, 9 wins is the floor. And he fell off a cliff, OG. So,
Joe, let me
ask
you this question, Joe.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question. When you're doing something, and as far as with the people coming to watch the Philadelphia Eagles, you think they're coming? They're spending money to come to see Andy Dalton?
No, I do not know Jalen Hurts. And OG, to be fair on this, I'm giving Jalen the whole year. I'm just saying historical stuff only goes so far.
I get it. I don't want y'all to think I'm doing this opinion. This is not my opinion. This is just business. I'm saying the Eagles at the end of the day and the beginning of the day, they're a business. I don't give a damn what nobody says.
I agree with that.
Okay, we can get on this radio and play like we don't know this, and it's all about the fans. Trust me, it ain't. They don't give a damn about what the fans think in terms of who how they're going to run their organization. Mm-hmm. They looking at that green and that red.
Yes, yes.
Jalen Hurts is green with them. I don't give a damn what you say. You know what I'm saying? Now, if Jalen Hurts end up having a 6-game season, whatever, then I'll make some changes.
Okay.
I'm not making no damn changes if my floor with the player is playoff and my ceiling is Super Bowl MVP.
And that is OG. It's fair. And you and I most are on the same side. I think we just disagree why we're getting there. But I think one thing we have to consider is just because it's been a successful run doesn't mean the Eagles won't act. I mean, is this the same franchise that let Brian Dawkins walk away? Like, just because you've been special here or good here doesn't mean there's not a reality of your situation. I mean, Hugh, that's not how pro football works.
Father Time is undefeated, man. And shout out to OG because he brought some good takes. But the bottom line is this. If Jalen's play is declining, he was right. The Eagles are in the business of making green.
Yes.
They're going to get another quarterback. And if he doesn't pick it up, then they're left with no other choice but to get another quarterback. And here's the thing. Because a lot of people do this, man. And I can never in my position or never would I ever attempt to try to take away anything that Jalen has accomplished because he's accomplished that. But you also have to understand that this is a business. And if Jalen's not doing his job, then they're going to have to move on from
Jalen. And I just think football's the sport more than any that your accomplishments only matter until the tape doesn't match them anymore. I mean, I'm sitting next to you, Hugh. You were an all-pro player. And then
pew, pew.
No, I don't mean it's a shot. It's the truth, right?
Pew, pew,
well, I might as well.
You went from all-pro player to not very good pretty fast. Yeah. Right? And, like, it wasn't a personal thing. They watched the tape, and you weren't into the quarterback anymore.
Don't you kind of contradict yourself?
Am I right?
No, listen, Joe.
That's football.
It's the nature of the beast.
Yes.
That's why – for everybody that does this, it's not emotional. It's not. It's what I see. And we even got
this is vibrating on a higher level.
No, it's just what I see. And I might – like, listen, I might be wrong.
And we tell you
when you are. But it's mine. Yeah. And I'm going to own it.
Yeah. I just feel like when you start talking about historical data and then the Eagles are a business and they have to think forward that way, you almost kind of contradict yourself.
You know what? And you know what else happens when we have these conversations? And everybody does it. They tell me what Jalen did 2 to 3 years ago.
In football, that's forever.
Like,
and that's forever.
And we're talking about – Jalen has accomplished what he's accomplished. Mm-hmm. My conversation is about last year and what happened last year. Nobody played well last year.
Yeah.
Nobody played well. But the quarterback is being looked at to take that next step. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he is.
Bottom line.
All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. Tri-Day Friday, something you love, even though you know it's really not that great. Hugh's going to Ohio tonight. I think that's the way he feels about Ohio, deep down. Your take on all this, Jalen Hurts, I'd give him the full year. I'd give him the full year to figure out the offense for him to make a decision. Hugh, if it goes bad, he would bench him during the season. Where do you come down on that part of the Hurts conversation? We'll also dive into some top 11 stuff here. I mean, two of our favorites, Al and Jolly. You're not going to believe what they did with their top 11s. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest growing sports book? Other sports books, where their rewards are just the same old, but fan cash, ha-ha, it's the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack fan cash. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% fan cash back on your wagers, win or lose. Use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with unlimited profit boost, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. If you want value for your bets, Fanatics will always have your back. Did also mention that they're giving away millions in fan cash this year with games like Fan Cash Drop. Tap in every Friday to see what the fuss is all about. So switch to a sportsbook that will always give you more to play with. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Tri-Day Friday. Something you love, even though it's not that great. And you know deep down it's not that great. Hugh's taking a trip to Ohio this weekend. He knows it's not great in Ohio, but he's going anyway. Probably most of us have been to Ohio or through Ohio.
Ohio. You got Columbus. Columbus is progressive.
I went to the Ohio State game last year against
Columbus
Texas.
Columbus is nice.
No, it's nice. Yeah, but like the overall, it's that.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
the state
it's
is like, it's there.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you got Cedar Point. You got Cincinnati.
You're not selling it. You're the Ohio guy.
You got Cincinnati.
Yeah, and?
You got the Jazz Festival.
What about that? What do they do in Cincinnati? What's the chili called? Skyline?
Skyline chili.
Looks gross, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No? Well, it sounds like you're looking forward to a great weekend, you.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
All right, you know what I'm looking forward to?
What you got?
Well, I'm going to hop on the afternoon show today at some point and give my top 11. And I'm looking forward to next week, the unveil of the top 11, Hugh, the top 11 athletes right now in Philadelphia sports. Can we hear a couple of takes from our coworkers here? Because I have a feeling we're in for quite a top 11 year this year, and next week when it's unveiled, because there's been a pretty steady top 11 the last few years where you kind of just know, all right, this guy will be on the list, that guy will be on the list. And I think this year we're in a tizzy. I think we're in a transition year for the top 11. Uh-oh. The way I see it is there's a lot of new people that should be towards the top, and a lot of the older guys or guys that have been kind of staples of the top 11 should be towards the bottom or off the list. But this stuff, I mean, I don't know which one of these guys is more lost. All right, let's hear Al Morgani, because that certainly fits with the theme of the show. Al on the afternoon show talking about his clear number one athlete in Philadelphia right now. Let's hear that. I mean, that clip had it all there. I mean, Al putting Jalen Hurts at number one off of last year, then him getting called, Al Shore Parks Morgani over
clickbait
there.
Clickbait, Al.
Al Shore
and then
Parks.
My favorite part is Ike in his corner as like the corner man, like, you get him, Al! What do you think of Jalen Hurts as number one?
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, especially given the season that he had last
year. Right,
right. I mean, but, you know, a tremendous amount of respect for Al. And Al vibrates. You talk about somebody who vibrates on a different frequency.
Yes.
Al definitely does that. And I'm pretty sure he had his reasons. Now, some of the reasons that he gave are valid. Like, you play one of the toughest positions. You're under the most scrutiny.
Absolutely.
But you make the most bread.
So here's where I'm at with Hurts in top 11. I'm going to unveil my full top 11 on the afternoon show later. We'll talk through everything next week when the ranking comes out. I'm not going to bite anyone's head off that puts him on the top 11. He's the quarterback of the Eagles. the idea of number one is preposterous. I mean, it's just preposterous to say he's the best athlete in the city right now after the season he just had. So that's that guy. That's Al putting him at number one. Well, I think Spike is right. Spike said earlier this week he thinks Hurts is going to finish in the middle of this list because you're going to have some people who see this for what it is. He didn't have a good year last year, probably not a top 11 athlete in the city right now. And then you're going to have some people that are so far in their heads with this Hurts stuff, and they're going to put him one, like the Seltzers of the world, the Al Morganis of the world. They're going to have this guy number one, which is, that's crazy. But then there's the other guy here that I'm curious to see where he comes down. Let's hear where Paul Jolovitz has Bryce Harper.
Another hot take artist.
Completely. On his top 11. Let's hear Jolly on the afternoon show.
Why don't we start with Jalen Carter.
Well, that's a debatable one, but for some.
Well, I mean, Lane.
Jalen Carter.
Lane made it.
I agree. Yeah. I hear you.
So
I hear you.
I'm stunned, Jolly, that you don't think Bryce Harper is one of the 11 best athletes in Philadelphia
Come on, Jolly.
Yeah,
I'm the one that when Dombrowski made his comments last year, I had no problem with him because he wasn't elite. He hasn't had more than 30 home runs or 90 RBIs in the last 5 years. There's a three-hole
hitter.
He had
30 home runs 2 years ago, Jolly.
More than 30, I said.
Oh, now we're doing the arbitrary 30.
He's 30 plus.
You can worship Bryce Harper if you want. I don't. He's good. He's obviously very good.
Worshiping Bryce Harper, it's not being ridiculous.
All right, Hugh, let me ask you this. What's more ridiculous? Hurts at one or Harper off the list?
Harper's on my list.
Harper's on my list, too.
I think he's in the top five. I can't remember exactly where I put him, but he's in the top five, especially when you talk about the year that he's having. Because for me, this is more about the year.
Right.
Like, not the body of work. Yeah. And I think that
– that's the way I did it, too.
Yeah, because – and however – because when I hear Al's list, I think Al's talking about the body of work. And when you talk about Jalen Hurts' body of work, it –
Oh, that's top 11 worthy, the body of work, sure.
But when I made my list, I left it to last year. And last year, Jalen didn't play well. Bryce Harper didn't play well, but he's in the throes of a really good season
right now. Yes, he is.
So that's why he's on the list. Kyle Schwarber, another guy that's on the list. I think Bryce – that both of those were in my top five. Yeah. And the reason why is because Kyle is picking up where he left off at last year.
Yep.
So that's kind of where I'm at with mine. But everybody has their own criteria for their list, because I can tell you right now, to a man, none of the offensive linemen were on my list.
Ooh, no Lane.
No.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
That's a defensive end right there.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I mean, and that's because nobody really had on that side of the ball a good year.
No, you're right.
It's fair. So Bryce Harper right now has the 17th highest OPS in baseball. Okay, now I'm not saying that should win an MVP. I'm not saying he's even the best he's ever been. He's not. I mean, he used to be top five. But, guys, he's the top 20 hitter in the entire sport of baseball. Kyle, I think it's crazy to leave Bryce off lists.
Yeah, well, it's not the top 11 of your favorite athletes in the city. It's not your top 11 of athletes that make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
It's
not who has the most decorated team resume, or it's not, like, if you were making the list, the most attractive players in the city right now. Maybe Jalen would be number one. But he's had a really tough season. He just has. I mean, and Harper had a bad one last year, and I think that was reflected in people's top 11s
year. He's not – and I was struggling between this Bryce versus last year's Bryce because it's both within the last year.
Yeah.
So Bryce isn't super high on my list, but he's on my list.
No, he's been better more recently than Hurts has.
So there's no question.
I mean, I have Harper on my list.
Yeah,
I didn't have Hurts on my list last year, so he's definitely not on the list again this year.
I don't think Al will be the only one to have Hurts near the top.
Well, of course not.
But I think leaving Harper off is crazier. That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. I mean, you cannot leave Harper off the list. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We're live today. Ron Jaworski, Celebrity Golf Challenge. Jeff in Wilmington up with us on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
Hugh, are you driving out today? Or are you flying into Cleveland or Columbus? What are you doing?
I'm going to ride his e-bike.
No, I'm going to drive.
Unicycle?
No, I didn't get my e-bike. Yeah.
He always drives.
I'll you on a turnpike at some point. It'll probably be in PA. I'm in Ohio right now. I spent a lot of time in Ohio.
It's not a bad ride, though. You're on a turnpike. It's not going to be a bad ride.
Yeah. All right, so initially I was sort of with Joe on this and keep Jalen in a whole year, but he made some really good points. Like, let me ask you this. Do you think there is enough talent if Jalen has a year like he had this past year where it's just barely okay? Do you think they would still stay with him, or do you really think they would bring Dalton in? Because if we bring Carrot Top in, our season's cooked.
Well, you know what? When I say like Jeff, and I think a lot of people aren't understand what I'm saying. This mm-hmm. Jalen scenario is extreme. That's if Jalen's sitting back there and I said burping the baby, and he doesn't know where to go with the football, right. and they're saying, hey, the plays are there, he's not making the plays. That's when they'll go with Andy Dalton. Do I think that's going to happen? No, I don't. I don't think Jalen's going to do that. I think Jalen's
on the table,
But it's on. I think it's on the table. I think it's on the table. When you talk about, because you know, I was sitting there talking to Steve Smith this morning, right? And you know, Steve Smith, mm-hmm. he stays in Carolina, yes. and he's a part of the Carolina Panthers. And he was talking about for Andy Dalton when he was down there in Carolina, he was kind of the mentor for Bryce. And when Bryce was messing up, that's when he stepped in, kind of like the same thing because they were trying to implement the new offense. You know, and he's not a good quarterback. I'm not trying to sit here and sell to anybody that he's going to come in and save the season.
Now, we're still ordering you an Andy Dalton jersey.
But here's
not stopping.
Here's the reality of it. Extreme case, if Jalen is not putting the football where it needs to be or looking where he needs to look in this offense, and Andy does, that's what they're gonna do. You know what I mean? Because that's what we're talking about. So that's
kind of be the extreme, third year in a row.
Yes, that's the extreme case.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Jeff,
I hope we don't have to get to that point.
Well, we all do. Jeff, what do you got for us? Friday, Friday, something you love, even though you know it's not that great.
Okay, it's not that great for you, but it's a fried egg on a hamburger. It's basically a heart attack sandwich. Yeah. But, man, it's so good. But you just shouldn't eat a whole lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people probably feel that. Any food in general that you know deep down. And Jeff, preach the phone call.
I think I'm out on the egg on burger thing.
Egg on burger, out.
Yeah, well, like, I love an egg. Love a fried egg. I love a dippy egg.
Now, is this from a taste perspective or health perspective? Well, you're not really a health guy.
No. I don't give a crap about that. The taste thing is fine. If it's a runny yolk, as soon as I put my hands on the burger – that thing's going everywhere.
Well, I feel that way about egg on a bagel. Like it has to be cooked the right way.
Yes.
Because if it's too runny, then it's
right.
Just a mess.
I agree. Yeah.
If you want runny eggs, that's different. Yeah. But if egg is on any sort of sandwich, it can't be runny.
Yes,
it ruins the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and I also think from the perspective of food, I think there's a lot of things that you know are not good for you, or drinks. I mean, let's be honest, right? We're all smart enough to realize what's good and what's not for us, but they're good and you love them anyway. Yeah. I mean, worry about it.
Like Ohio.
Like Ohio.
It's going to be awesome.
You sound so excited.
You sound so pumped, dude. You're like Bobby
excited.
Clark when he would call in during the Flyers run. Like the living, breathing embodiment of enthusiasm.
You know what? I can't wait for next year to talk to Bobby Clark again. He got pissed at me.
Well, he did not. He thought your questions were pretty dumb.
Well, I had a few that were a little inappropriate, but that's okay. So, you know, we haven't talked to in a couple of days. Xavier in Tampa.
Oh,
what's up?
Boy.
Xavier, how are you?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I suffer from extreme PTSD, and I listen to this show as much as I can to try to help with that. But I don't know if I should be listening to it on Friday.
But what's wrong with Friday? Friday. It's a great day.
We're unhinged on Fridays.
Yeah, it is a great day. So Jalen Hurts has a no-trade clause, right, unless he agrees to explicitly go to another team?
Yes, he does.
So, do we really think that the Eagles would cut Jalen Hurts?
Who said something about cutting him?
Well, no one said that today. You're speaking of the future, right? Like the next a year from now, is that what you're saying?
If they bench him, I guess.
Yeah, like that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Since we're doing a lot of reckless speculating today.
Well, one thing. I'll let you definitely let you finish. I just want to throw this out there. I think there's a misunderstanding that we have as fans on no trade clauses. No trade clauses are not really anything but leverage for the player. In my experience as a fan, when a team doesn't want a player anymore and they want to move on from them, The no trade clause only acts as leverage for the player to get to the team they'd rather go to in the trade. Like, if this doesn't have to be about Jalen. It could be about anyone, Xavier. If a team says, we don't want you here anymore, the player is just not going to say, well, I want to be here. Sorry. It doesn't work like that. That player will not be on the team the next season, but they will have leverage over the space they go. So they'll say, well, I'm only going here, here, and here, so you better trade me there, otherwise I won't waive it. So I think people have this like idea that Jalen cannot be moved because of a no-trade clause. No, that is just not how no-trade clauses work. If the Eagles don't want him, they'll tell him that. They will move him, but he will dictate the terms of where he lands. That's my perspective on no-trade clauses. Right, you can go ahead.
Got it. Appreciate that. So, yeah. Hurts is definitely my number one athlete, Philadelphia. You call me crazy. Call me whatever you want to call me. It doesn't matter.
Super Bowl MVP.
You're not crazy. I like you. But, I mean, after last season?
No, you're a little out of your
come
mind.
Come on now.
Hey, well, look. He's also top seven in jersey sales. He's not going away. And y'all keep telling me, y'all keep saying on the radio how history does not matter. Well, every time you go for a job, you present a resume, right? And a resume has what you have done. I know they're looking at your, they're also looking at your potential, but your resume has historical data on it. So you can't really talk to me about, you know, we can't take history into account when we're talking about
it. It doesn't work that way in sports.
Xavier, with all due respect, yes, we can, because I was a three-time Pro Bowler and the Rookie of the Year, and I'm sitting my ass here on this radio station talking to you. So what does that mean?
It means players decline.
I mean, like with all due respect, Xavier, I hear what you're saying, and again, what's up, big dog? Hey, nobody's trying to disrespect Jalen, right? Because when we talk about this, this is just the NFL in a nutshell. If he's not producing, Xavier, for all the good that Jalen has done, if Jalen can't get us back to a Super Bowl or get us to the playoffs or whatever, if for whatever reason, then he's not going to be the quarterback, bottom line. And
But you agree that football is the ultimate team sport, right? And that guy,
yes,
OG, he took a lot of my talking point, because that part where he was talking about, you know, Hurts, you know, didn't, you know, people want to talk about Hurts didn't have a completion in a half or whatever, but they don't want to talk about the folks that dropped the ball and how that would have changed the whole trajectory of the game. And even going back to our last playoff game again, like people don't want to talk about those drop balls.
But Xavier, like, hold on. If there's a catch, that's one completion in the second half. Like, how does that make it much better?
Yeah, but
life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
What about the drop? And what about they would have caught the ball, how that would have changed the entire trajectory of the football game?
And kept the ball.
Xavier.
You can't just put all this on Hurts.
No, Xavier. And nobody's putting it all on Hurts. And I apologize if you hear it that way. But I thought I framed it in a way where you understand. If we're going to give, say for instance, if we're going to give Jalen Hurts after this year $100 million more dollars, guess what that means? You're not going to be able to pay Cooper DeJean. You're not going to be able to pay Quinyon Mitchell. So your defense, in essence, or parts of your team are going to suffer. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs as an example. For the last couple seasons, they moved on from Pro Bowl corners.
McDuffie. And Tyreek Hill back in the day,
then,
too.
And then they went and they just gave a dude that's coming off a knee injury some more money. You know why they did that? Because they feel strongly that they got that guy that no matter what happens on the other side of the ball, that he's going to make it happen on his side of the ball. You see what I'm saying?
But you would agree that the quarterback. But you would agree that the quarterback is way more important than the guy on the other side of the ball, right?
I would agree with that. But, Xavier, if we're talking about giving Jalen Hurts more money, right, we have to be sure that he can be the guy that's going to carry the water. You see what I'm saying? That's what they're trying to see. And last year, if you're being honest, like Jalen didn't carry all the water last year. And it's not all on him. The offensive line wasn't good, right? The running back wasn't good. And I've never once sit here and say that it's all on Jalen. But like we both agreed upon, Jalen is the most important guy on the field, correct? So if we're giving Jalen some more money, and we're gonna be weak at other positions, we got to be sure about Jalen. Correct?
Yeah, I get it. I think the market. Yeah, I get it. He's worth what the market is willing to pay him. And you know what? Again, he's my top dog. Thank y'all for listening, man.
You got it,
yeah,
David. We appreciate you.
Thank you for the conversation, man.
That one went better than our last call with Xavier. I need to say this about resume in sports. Yeah. We got to stop. Like, your resume at your job is not like the player's resume.
Well,
if we went by the logic of resume, no successful athlete would ever be replaced by a younger, less accomplished athlete. It would never happen because, what's the resume? Let's just go back to Jalen when Jalen took the job. At that point, Carson Wentz's resume was 10 times his, right? It was like Carson had once played great. Then he what? Jalen had never played in the NFL. The coaches have to go by their eyes and the film, not the resume.
Can I say this? Even if we want to operate as though that's a good analogy with the resume at your job interview, you know what the resume really just does? It gets you the interview.
Yeah.
It doesn't get you the job.
Well, the interview gets you the job.
The interview is them trying to figure out with your resume and with the interview what you will be for their company.
Yeah, of course.
So the whole idea is to figure out what you project to be in the future. Now, is the resume part of it? Sure, they'll factor that in. But the resume gets you the opportunity to interview.
Talk to them, Kyle.
Is that wrong?
I think it makes a lot of sense. And you could make a case for this season. This season is Jalen's interview to stay as the quarterback.
Exactly.
Now, that may make people upset because they want him to stay forever, but I'm just telling you.
Right.
They've set this up. This is where we go back and forth between this is my opinion, this is the reality. Well, this is both. The Eagles have set it up to where this is the year Jalen's got to show them he's worth the next contract.
Yep.
If he plays great, he gets the contract. I personally would give him the full year to figure it out because I want the most information on his ability to run this particular offense at a high level. Quick trigger, Dalton over here is ready to knock him off the field in week 6.
Hugh Dalton.
I told you, I'm not getting on a plane to watch Andy Dalton. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
We're canceling the trip to London if we're watching Dalton. Do you want to go on a plane to England to watch Dalton?
No.
Okay.
I don't, again.
Not doing it.
Don't think that's going to happen. But in extreme scenario, then we might be doing that.
Okay.
I don't think Jalen's gonna stink it up like that. I really don't.
Well, yeah.
But if he does, it's gonna be bad.
The first one saying bench him will be Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. We got some golfers coming off the course. We're excited to have some people on the show the rest of the way. We'll also talk to Scott Fransky, who is out in Milwaukee as the team tonight takes on the Brewers. It should be a fun series this weekend. Sanchez Sunday, Mizorowski tonight, and the Phillies got themselves a new outfielder yesterday. What does that mean for Adolis Garcia's injury? We'll talk to Scott Fransky, all your phone calls on a Tri-Day Friday. Jalen Hurts, if he struggles this season mightily, would you pull the plug during the year? I'd give him the full season to figure it out. I'm good. I'm calm guy today. I'm giving the full season. Now, Douglas over here in his Dalton jersey, we know what he would do. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. And this starts tonight. I'm excited to watch the United States tonight. I'm excited to watch all of these games starting tonight. And right now, if you look on Kalshi, Spain is trading at 17% to win the entire thing, which means a $100 trade right now on Kalshi on Spain pays out over $530 if they win the whole thing. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.